U.S. Congress appalled at inhumane two-day work week. This is on News' LJ Lego reporting. Dateline, October 14, 2007, Washington, D.C. A handful of delegate senators and representatives collapsed on Thursday as they entered the grueling final hours of yet another two-day work week, underlining the very important issue of representative exhaustion, or REPEX, caused by the inordinate hours these unthanked public servants are forced to endure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is sponsoring a bill to, quote, reduce the atrocious demands upon the time and energy of all of our valued representatives, end quote. The bill apparently enjoys nearly universal support amongst the House, with only Neanderthalic holdouts and work ethic freaks such as Ron Paul planning to oppose. A similar bill introduced in Senate is also expected to pass. A collective statement from the two bodies of Congress stated the, quote, great need for our lawmakers to be as well-rested as possible given the stresses inherent in their positions, end quote. Included in both bills are numerous earmarks for the pharmaceutical industry to develop new drugs to combat REPEX, even as the proposed 2 days of work per month for 8 months of the year, called for in the bill, is expected to tax legislators to their absolute limit. Drug approvals are unsurprisingly expected to appear in record time, as most senators and representatives have already consulted their doctors and obtained prescriptions. The rest are planning vacations with their lobbyists to occupy their new free time. Confronted by reporters concerning the public outcry that nothing was getting done in Congress, Speaker Pelosi only said, quote, these people didn't vote us into office to exhaust ourselves into an inefficient stupor. They voted on us to run their lives, which really only takes 2 days per month. This has been UNnews' LJ Lego reporting.